Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are taking on something foundational, something absolutely essential for success in, well, probably the most volatile environment out there, decentralized finance, DeFi. But, and this is a big but, we are not touching tokenomics or flash loans today.
Not at all.
No, we're diving into this incredible framework we've sourced that argues your external financial success is completely predicated on your internal game, your psychology. It's basically a blueprint for an unshakable winning mindset.
That's the key insight. And what's so fascinating is how these sources take these, you know, almost timeless principles from thinkers like Napoleon Hill, The Discipline of Jesse Livermore, and they apply them directly to building wealth in crypto today.
Right.
The core idea is, it's pretty brutal, actually. It says your outer wealth can never, and I mean ever, exceed your inner wealth. If that internal foundation is weak, DeFi's volatility will just rip your portfolio apart.
So our mission today is to distill this down. We're looking at six systematic steps to build this mental fortress.
Exactly. We're replacing vague hopes of, you know, getting rich quick with calculated confidence, with real discipline.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The framework starts with a pretty intense self-assessment, right? Measuring your current mental foundation. And the first step, straight from Hill, is the definite purpose evaluation.
Yes. And Hill's take on this is so sharp. He says, definiteness of purpose is the single most important quality for winning.
And a weak purpose in DeFi is just fatal.
It is, because the environment just rewards instant gratification. If your purpose is just, I want to make some money or I want financial freedom, the second the market turns on you, that whole psychological house of cards just collapses.
So what's a strong purpose then? What does that actually look like?
A strong purpose is like a lighthouse. It's super specific. Something like, I will build a $500,000 DeFi portfolio within 3 years by identifying undervalued L2 protocols and holding through cycles.
Wow. Okay. That's a different level of detail.
It dictates rational action, not, you know, emotional reaction.
That distinction is huge. And to get there, the sources say you need a complete, definite purpose statement. It has five non-negotiable parts.
Right.
We just talked about the first two. A specific wealth target, the exact dollar amount, and a definite timeline, a date on the calendar.
Then the third is your unique approach, your edge. What do you bring to the table that justifies winning?
But number four, that's where it gets tough. What will you sacrifice? The sources do not pull any punches here. They're basically saying you have to sacrifice the very comfort and leisure time that you think crypto is going to buy you.
It's time, for sure, but it's also emotional comfort. It's the comfort of following the crowd or the willingness to hold when your stomach is in knots.
And the fifth element.
It's about service. How does your success help other people? Whether you're teaching what you learn or funding something you care about, it gives you this this moral engine. It keeps you going when the money isn't coming in.
And this can't just be a thought in your head. The framework is incredibly strict on this.
Oh, yeah. You have to write it down, sign it, date it, and then read it aloud every morning and every evening.
For a minimum of 66 days.
66 days. That's the minimum time, they say, to really install it into your subconscious. It's like an operating system upgrade for your brain.
Okay, so purpose is fixed. Mm-hmm. Then we move on to building the internal infrastructure. Step two is faith and self-confidence.
And this is such a critical distinction. Faith isn't just blind optimism, you know, hoping a coin pumps. It's prepared confidence. It's built on work and principles.
So how do you tell the difference? I mean, between real confidence and just irrational hope?
Prepared confidence knows the risks and has a plan for them. Irrational hope just, well, it hopes the risks don't apply to them. And the sources point to these specific faith destroyers you have to just get rid of.
What are those?
Things that are really potent in a 247 market, like feeling immediate self-doubt after one small loss. Or constantly comparing your portfolio to some random person on Twitter who got lucky.
The comparison trap. It's deadly.
It is. And it leads you right into step three, auto-suggestion. Or, you know, mental programming. The basic idea is your subconscious doesn't judge. It accepts whatever you feed it most often and with the most conviction.
And to win that internal war, you need a 5-to-1 or higher ratio of positive to negative self-talk.
Exactly. It's a conscious, constant effort. And it's systematized in the daily mental programming system. It's about 25 minutes a day.
So what does that look like?
It starts with a 15-minute morning mindset routine. First, 3 minutes of gratitude, just listing three things, to create an abundance mindset right away.
To counteract the fear.
Precisely. Then you read your definite purpose aloud. with conviction, then about 5 minutes of affirmations, repeating core beliefs like, I make decisions based on logic, not emotion.
Okay, but I have to push back a bit on the next part. Visualization. I mean, isn't that just manifestation fluff?
Right.
How does imagining success actually stop you from making a technical mistake?
That is a fair challenge, and the sources make a crucial distinction here. It's not just about dreaming about the yacht. You visualize two scenes. The success scene, the end goal is for motivation. But just as important is the process scene. You have to vividly imagine yourself today making a perfect, disciplined decision.
Oh, okay. So you're visualizing the discipline.
You're visualizing the discipline. You're rehearsing the correct actions in your mind. And the day ends with a 10-minute evening reflection routine.
Let me guess. Reviewing the day.
Intensely. What were your wins? What was your biggest mistake? And what's the lesson? And you end with a confidence builder one concrete piece of evidence that you grew or improved today.
So you're constantly iterating. You're always getting better.
One day at a time.
Okay, that covers the internal architecture.
Mm-hmm.
But that's useless without an external edge.
Mm.
Let's shift to step four, specialized knowledge.
Right. And in DeFi, general knowledge can actually be a liability. If everyone's reading the same thing, the insight is already priced in. You have to specialize.
Why is being a generalist so dangerous here?
Because volatility just punishes ambiguity. If you don't have deep knowledge, you just follow the herd. When a protocol gets exploited, the generalist panics and sells. The specialist, the protocol analysis expert, they know the audit history, they understand the risks, and they can make a rational choice.
And the sources give five main options for that specialization.
Correct. You could be a protocol analysis expert, a yield optimization specialist, a market cycle master, an emerging sector identifier, or a technical analysis specialist. You have to pick one lane and just own it.
And owning it means having a system, a knowledge acquisition system.
A very prescriptive one. 2 hours of focused learning daily, a 4-hour deep dive every week with some kind of written output, and the rule is strict. No general DeFi news, only deep specialized material in your lane.
Always extracting something actionable.
Always. Then you get to step five, which is imagination. This is what separates, you know, the visionaries from the followers.
And there are two types here.
Yes. First is synthetic imagination. That's just combining existing ideas in new ways. Seeing how one protocol could connect with another to create something new.
And the other is creative imagination.
That's the really hard one. It's anticipating what doesn't exist yet. It's asking, what piece of infrastructure is missing that will be essential in 5 years? That's true vision.
Which all has to be grounded by step six, organized planning. All this knowledge and vision is useless without structure.
Otherwise, you're just gambling. You need the DeFi master plan framework. It's a hierarchy, really. It starts with the annual plan, your big strategic direction.
Which breaks down into a quarterly plan for adjustments.
And then a monthly plan for tactical execution, like which protocols to research. And finally, the weekly plan.
The granular stuff, the daily research, the admin tasks. It's a structure to protect you from your own emotional reactions in the moment.
That's the perfect way to put it. Which brings us to the advanced protocols for resilience. This is where visualization gets taken up a notch. We're talking about scenario visualization.
So mental rehearsals.
Daily. You mentally rehearse a major market crash. What's your response? It has to be calm, rational, ready to deploy capital. You rehearse a FOMO period. What's your response? Check your rules, not your emotions.
And you have to rehearse a portfolio drawdown because it will happen.
Absolutely. Rehearse that feeling of pain and then immediately rehearse your rational response. Review the thesis. Choose logic over fear. You're building muscle memory.
And that preparation feeds right into the adversity reframing system.
Mm.
The goal is this immediate, almost automatic shift in your thinking.
Using what the source calls the 60-second reframe protocol, you pause, you acknowledge the negative thought, and you consciously choose the winning interpretation.
Can you give an example?
Sure. So the victim mindset is, the market is destroying my portfolio. This is unfair. The reframe, the winning mindset is, market crashes create the best buying opportunities for patient capital.
Wow.
Or another one, I'm terrible at this. I keep losing. The reframe is, I'm paying tuition to develop superior judgment. This loss is a lesson.
You're changing the narrative from failure to learning.
Instantly. You have to. And finally, you can't do this alone. That's the mastermind principle.
Right. From Bill.
You need a small group, 3 to 5 serious investors, for accountability, for shared learning. But there's one critical rule for this group.
Leave the ego at the door.
Leave the ego at the door. It's about objective growth, not just patting each other on the back.
So that's the blueprint. Building the inner wealth first. definite purpose, prepared confidence, a daily mental routine, specialized knowledge, and a systematic plan.
That's the whole framework. But if you take away just one thing today, one action, it has to be committing to the 66-day mindset transformation.
Reading that statement every morning and every night.
It's not optional. It's the core installation process. It's what turns all this theory into automatic disciplined behavior.
It's where the work really happens.
It is. And let me just leave you with one final thought on this. As you start this journey, don't just measure your success by your portfolio value. Instead, ask yourself, what behavioral evidence will you use to prove you're becoming that person you visualize every day?
What a great question.
Is it your successful reframing rate? Your consistency with the morning routine? Focus on mastering the process. If you do that, the money, it will follow.
Change the person first, the results will appear.
Yeah.
An incredible deep dive. Go apply this process to your own strategy. We'll see you next time.